Armed American Radio listeners, today's Armed American Radio's recorded version of the national radio broadcast, the Armed American Radio podcast, is being brought to you today and every day by North American Arms. Make sure to visit NorthAmericanArms.com for the finest mini revolvers on planet Earth. NorthAmericanArms.com. Enjoy the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the Sig Sauer Studios. On the Patriot Mobile Platinum Microphone. Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Welcome into the Sig Sauer Studios today, guys, here at the Ranch Patriot Mobile Command and Communication Center microphone lit up for you. It's all being presented to us today by the great X Insurance. Greg in Dallas, Texas, how you doing, my brother?
Yeah, here we are, Taco Tuesday.
So I start laughing on camera as we go to the live show here and come out of that intro. Because I moved, you know, all the studio, there's a lot of electronics in front of me, as there is in front of you, and I rearranged some of them today, and I'm not sure where to go to mute them. So hang in there with me, Greg, okay, guys?
All right.
You just never know. I'm looking for everything here. It's all new for me today. Gotta love that after 15 years of doing this. Greg, where can people watch me make a fool of myself today on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense on the video, high-definition video?
Sure, if you want to watch the show.
As I look for all my buttons and whistles.
And watch Mark scramble for all the controls, head on over to armedamericanradio.org or .com. On the right-hand side of that website, you're going to see the menu icon. Just give that a click. And when that window opens up, you can select that watch live option. We've got one chat there. If you are driving, though, we don't want you to watch and join the chat. Head over to that listen live link. And if you missed a previous episode, like possibly the MonsterCast or yesterday's broadcast, head on over to that podcast link. If you want to join the Telegram chat, though, all you have to do is head on over to your app store, grab the Telegram messaging app, create your profile, and search for Armed American Radio Conversations.
And that'll do it. That'll get you in. It's just going to a lot of cartoon. I wish I had some cartoon music to play in the background as I look for all this stuff in here. Let's go to Clayton Llewellyn, founder of Heaven's Harvest. Clayton's been caught up with youth soccer. Been there, done that, Clayton. And I know what it does to a family schedule, man. So I'm so glad you could make it today. So how did the team come out? How did your daughter's team come out? They winning?
You know, let's just say we learned a lot of valuable lessons.
Okay, I'll leave it at that. Been there, done it. If you don't mind my asking, how old? Well, it's youth soccer. How old?
U-12, so under 12. Well, yeah. It's okay. Kind of the middle school team. I'll tell you what, I've never done anything like that, but it was a lot of fun. I was just helping coach, so I came in halfway through the season, but I enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's that, at that age, you don't have the T-ball thing, you know, where the little tykes are whacking the ball and other ones out there playing, you know, tic-tac-toe in the dirt and third base and all that kind of stuff. At least they're learning. And my daughter was about that age doing the impact soccer stuff. Not too far from you. We're only about an hour down the road from you. So congratulations, yeah. Dad. That's fun stuff. Hey, Clayton, this has arguably nothing to do with guns. And maybe there's a connection to survival foods here. Did you see what happened to the bridge in Baltimore? Man, did you see the video of that?
Man,
Crazy?
I did. I'll be honest with you. That's where I was born and raised. I'll tell you what, man, I don't think anybody understands the implications of what that's going to do to the economy locally and nationally. That's a huge port in there.
Yeah.
And it's going to be shut down for a long time.
Well, I used to be in the trucking business, and I did a lot of business out of that port and spent time down there. And that bridge is key. Now, I'm going to make a prediction here. I may be wrong on this. But I'm just wondering if we're going to see woke politicians in and around Baltimore start screaming to rename the new rebuilt Francis Scott Key Bridge because Francis Scott Key is racist. You mark my words. You think that's coming?
I don't even want to get into that, but I can guarantee you you're right. You're right.
Okay. Well, the fact that you don't tells me that I probably know why, and let's just move on. But yeah, that's crazy. I did watch the video of that, and it's terrible. It's creepy, and you see some of those cars going across. Imagine those people that made it across right before that thing And then those that didn't. Oh, man. Somebody's going to be paying up the wazoo for that. But it looks like the ship lost power. It was a really crazy thing. Anyway, I'll give you the final word on it.
It's, again, get into conspiracy theories of this, but they're...
Ooh, let's go there.
You know, they're saying the ship lost power, but I'm curious to see if this is going to be some kind of a cyber attack on it. And that ship was in another accident a few years back. Like,
was it?
The thing's got a bad rap sheet. Like, it ran into a dock somewhere in Europe or overseas somewhere. So it doesn't have a very good track record.
Well, it's interesting because they're under continual maintenance. You know, a conspiracy theorist, here's the deal. FBI is already saying it doesn't appear to be a terrorist attack. How would they know that quickly?
Yeah, well, they're going to put that out there. I mean, they don't want you to think that at all. You know, that'd be the last thing they mention, if they even mention it at all. That, you know what, Mark, are we ever going to hear the truth from our government?
No,
ever?
Thank you for going there. No, that's where I wanted to go. And I apologize, ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching the show, I don't have a photograph of Clayton, so I've just got the Heaven's Harvest logo up there with his name.
It probably looks better anyway.
Screens. Yeah, you got a face for radio too, huh? So do I. Unfortunately, mine's out there. So no, you don't. I know you, man. Come on, you're a good-looking guy. I was going to ask you for a photo earlier today, and I just didn't get around to it. But you know, to answer your question is no. And you know, you listen to the show from time to time. You've been on the show a number of times. Always fun to have you here to talk this stuff with you, freedom and rights, because it all ties into the products that you guys sell, and you're up on all this stuff. You know, ATF, you know, killed the guy that ran the airport up there at Bill and Hillary Clinton Airport in Arkansas. And all we're going to get is the ATF side now, and they're going to just bash this guy. We're not going to ever hear anything from this man in court because they murdered him. Are you going to believe anything the ATF tells you about what happened?
Can you believe, like we just said, can you believe anything?
No.
Can you believe anything coming out of, like, the mainstream media anymore or what our government says? Like, I hate to even say this, but... It's the foreign news now seems more reliable than anything coming out of the United States. Like, our government and our media is just corrupt. I mean, it's a mouthpiece for the big business is all it is.
Yeah, it was so bad. It's so bad. It's so bad. And it does kind of tie in to why your products are so important. You know, we'll kind of work that in because it's all true. Guys, Heaven's Harvest survival food kits, I have a bunch of them. And I have a bunch of the water totes, storage totes. And I'm going to get more because this is stuff that you can just never have enough of. But when you can't trust what's coming from your government, when you know the media is lying to you all day long, and throw this one in here just for blanks and grins, Clayton, will you ever hear the mainstream media tell you to include a firearm and plenty of ammunition in your go bag or emergency supply kit?
No, they don't want you to do that, man. They want you to be dependent on them.
Exactly. So you can't trust anything that comes from these people. So you've got to have some type of something to support yourself. And I think it was you and I, the last time we talked, you were mentioning that, you know, you're not planning on leaving the home. I mean, you're planning to be prepared at your home, right? Isn't that what we were talking about last time we were here?
It is, Mark. And it's funny. We get like these questions all the time. You know what I mean? And, you know, what do we do? Where do we go? What, you know, what's going to happen? And I don't have a crystal ball. I can't tell you that. I can tell you the direction we're headed doesn't look good. You know what I mean? I don't think we've seen inflation yet. I mean, I'm sure everybody's kept up with like the BRICS countries and nobody wants to trade in the dollar anymore. Like, those dollars will make it back to our shores. And it's happening quicker than anybody thought. You know what I mean? For years, it was, oh, it's conspiracy theory. They're not going to do that. The dollar's dominant. Well, it turns out when you use the dollar as a weapon, not only Russia but other countries see you do that, and they get out of your currency. So all those trillions of dollars around the world that are used to trade right now, they're coming back to our shores. And it's going to happen quick. You know, it's going to happen in a couple of years. So I don't think we've seen anything with inflation yet. I think the worst is yet to come.
China holds a key there. China holds so many billions of American dollars in debt and can pull strings with us and play with us anytime they want. And it is pretty frightening. And it ties back to why you go into the inflation. I know where you're going with this. And guys, you know, listeners, you buy food. Probably like we do. We do the weekly grocery thing. And then we always find ourselves. My son was joking today. You know, my wife was at Publix again. He works at Publix, which, if you're not from the Southeast, ladies and gentlemen, Publix is a very popular in a great grocery store chain down here based out of Lakeland, Florida. But, you know, he says, we're always at Publix. Every single day, somebody's at Publix getting something. So you spend a large amount of your expendable income on food and survival. And we're constantly having to go back. And that's not lost on me. That's why when I know I have your stuff here, that if it hits the fan, I don't have to go back because I have it here. And I'd like to say I have enough, but do you ever have really enough? Hey, Clayton, hold on to that thought. Greg just told me we're getting ready to take a break, so we're going to do that right now. When we come back from the break, we're going to continue the conversation with Clayton Llewellyn, founder of Heaven's Harvest. Guys, really pay careful attention to these conversations that we're having today relative to what's going on in the world. And as gun owners and listeners of Armed American Radio, MonsterCast, and The Daily Defense, you guys get this. You're up on this more than boo-boo the average bear. But it still bears repeating, and it still bears reminding us that we have got to be prepared with what's going on out there. We now know, and Clayton laid the framework. We're not getting the truth from anybody out there. The truth is what we make it. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We'll be back with Clayton right after this. Don't go away. The following segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR and use the AAR promo code to get free activation today. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back. Yeah, you can do that. Use the promo code AAR, get free activation. This phone over here is being ported. This one I've got over here. It's an iPhone. I think it's a 13 or 14 or something like that. I don't know. But it's being ported over to Patriot Mobile as we speak. And you know, they're just waiting on me to get them a little bit more information that they've asked me. But we'll have that over to them, as I mentioned yesterday. I think the process should be done by the end of the week, which is going to be great. Looking forward to that. Welcome back, guys. Inside the 6 Hour Studios, Patriot Mobile mic lit up for you. X Insurance presenting it all. And if you want to do that at Patriot Mobile, and I hope you do, support the businesses that support you with the money that you pay them that goes back to causes that you believe in. And they fight for your gun rights. That's one of them. They had a huge post out yesterday on their social media with their relationship with us. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR and use the AAR promo code and get some really cool discounts over there that will immediately give you free activation right out of the gate. Patriot Mobile, great sponsor of Armed American Radio. Greg, real quick, ask me how many cups of coffee of Defender I had today.
Mark, how many cups of Defender coffee did you have today?
This is my second one in my Liberty mug right now, defendercoffee.com. Use promo code AAR. Clayton Llewellyn, welcome back. Let's go back. I had to interrupt you because of the break over there, but I'm going to turn the mic over to you here a little bit. We were talking about, we started out the first segment talking about Baltimore, and we kind of segued into not knowing we're not going to get the truth from anybody and why it's important that we depend on ourselves. And I was referencing my own family's experience, constantly finding ourselves at the grocery store. And we threw in there that no one in media, no one in government ever will tell you, unless it's a program like this, that you need survive, that your survival tools actually have to have a survival tool in them as far as a firearm for self-defense. And I'll go as far as saying, because if the blank really hits the fan, people are going to want your food and you'd better be able to defend it. I'll give you, take the mic, tell us.
Look, you know, you said something during that last segment that rings so true to so many people in this country. We are completely dependent on our government for our food. Now, I say government for our food, and we all know it's big businesses. There's about four of them that completely control all the food we get. Very few of us are self-reliant. And I read an article either this week or last week how the government's going after food. You know, there's a saying out there, you control oil, you control nations, you control food, you control the people. And I honestly believe the end goal here is to get as much control and power as we can. I believe that's the game of electric cars. You know what I mean? They're easily controlled. You can turn them on and off, you know, with a radio signal or a satellite signal. They can completely shut off your mode of transportation. Turn off the power grid, you know, you can't recharge your car. And I believe they're going after the food. You know what I mean? It's showing up all over the world. You know, you see what's going on in Europe with the farmers. They're trying to cut out 30% of the farms in, like, in the Netherlands. I mean, that's a huge food producing region of the world, and they're trying to, you know, cut out 30% of the farms because of methane. Like, it's absolutely silly. But, you know, you said something about going to the grocery store 2-3 times a week. We do the same thing at our house. 2 or 3 times a week, we're at the grocery store.
Oh, and it's always my wallet getting raided, brother, and I hate it. I hate it. And, you know, I find myself doing it, too. Let me go off on this for just a second, guys, because I'm sure listeners relate to this. It's always my wallet getting raided. Okay, that's my job. I'm my family's provider. I have no problem with that whatsoever. But I tell you, it's frustrating, particularly when I go in and I grab 4 items. Here's an example. I love tart cherry juice, and it's really good for your joints, right? It's a great antioxidant. I love that stuff. I feel better when I drink it, and I try to drink about 8 ounces of it a day. And my wife forgot to pick it up at the grocery store. I went back twice, forgot to get it, and I ran up there, and while I was there, I did what the grocery store wanted me to do. I walked down a few aisles that I shouldn't have, and I came back with, instead of 3 of those little glass bottles of tart cherry juice, I picked up about 5 or 6 other items, and I was looking at a $98 bill with like 6 items. $98. If I ever went back and did the math and looked at my bank statement and saw Publix on there, I would probably do something I can't talk about on the radio if I saw how much money I was spending. And if that pipeline ever gets cut off, you're finished, dude. You're done.
Well, look, and here's the thing, Mark. Like I said, I read an article, it was either beginning of this week or last week, about how the government's going after our food. The few people out there that have wanted to become homesteaders or have their own small farm, or these small farmers that are selling to the local farmers markets, Oregon and Washington are going after those guys. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
they call them like confined animal feeding space or something. If you have a farm and you've got a spot on your farm that's either concrete or gravel, where you, if you house your chickens, and you put them in a coop at night, and it's concrete or rock or gravel, you fall under these laws. Like, if you have 2 or 3 milking cows, and you've got a spot there where you milk your cows, they're shutting them down. Like, so even these people that are trying to be self-reliant, they're getting shut down under these new laws, like water management laws and runoff laws and everything else. The end goal here is to get rid of people that can be self-reliant. You know, it's, we did a show a couple years ago where the host kind of mocked me because I said that they, before you know it, they're going to come after vegetable seeds. Like, they'll make vegetable seeds impossible to get, and they've already started to do it.
Now, the host mocked you? Let me go back to that for just a minute.
I shouldn't say mocked me, but there was a laughter across there that, come on, they're going to ban vegetable seeds.
Okay, that's mocking you.
Doing it in Europe. Yeah.
That's the mindset that I'm talking about here, okay? Let me rephrase that you're talking about. And this is media narrative-driven stuff. This has everything to do with your gun rights, ladies and gentlemen, because what we're talking about here is how the media drives a narrative. They gaslight you. They get you believing something, or questioning your own belief system is really the true definition of gaslighting. We see it all day, every day as gun owners. And they laugh at you for saying something like that.
And
to me, they're people who have fallen. Oh, yeah, they're going to, you know, a lot of people say that about our guns. Yeah, okay, I can still go to the gun store and buy a gun today, right? And these people don't understand what they're doing behind the scenes to take it all away from you. Because if you've got food, ladies and gentlemen, and you've got weapons, they cannot control you. Go from there, if you would, Clayton.
No, then that's exactly what it is. Like, these heirloom seeds will grow year after year. They can't control them. They can't control who has them. But now they're going after the farms. And, like, they're shutting down farms in Oregon as small as a half an acre. A half-acre farm. Like, and I've said in the past that if the big food gets shut off, you're not going to be able to rely on the farmer's market to feed you. You know what I mean? That's great for a handful of people in your community to be able to go there and get fresh produce and fresh vegetables. But that small mom-and-pop farm will never be able to feed the big population. Maybe in rural areas, but it's not going to happen in, like, in urban areas. Well, now they're going after those farmers.
When we come back from the break,
they're going after those farmers.
Yes, they are. And Greg, I would throw this bug in your ear. When we get back from the break, Greg, I want to bring your mic in here.
As a foot,
when we come back from the break. I'm going to shuffle off and get some more coffee. And when we come back from the break, Greg, I want to bring your mic live because you and I have talked on air before about, you know, the food factories and chicken and all this stuff going up in flames, man. Weird stuff going on. We'll be right back. Fun show today. Don't go away.
Daniel Defense firearms are guaranteed for life, trusted worldwide, and designed, engineered, and manufactured right here in America. Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, precision.
Indeed, Daniel Defense is the real deal, ladies and gentlemen. This is a reminder for you. The Double D Foundation, and I believe this goes through April 24th, so you have some time, and I'll confirm that date. I'm pretty solid on that April 24th date. But you have until right around April 24th to purchase tickets for the raffle going on over there. And they're $25 a piece, five for 100, which is what I did. And that can win you a $5,000 Daniel Defense custom rifle package. That is just off the chain, cool, something you definitely want in your house. Those rifle packages from Daniel Defense are phenomenal. And it supports the Double D Foundation. So you need to go to thedoubledfoundation.org and pick up one ticket if you want. Pick up, you know, the five for 100 like I did if you want to. You can buy as many as you want. There's no limit. And an Armed American Radio listener has won two of the last four of those promotional raffles going on over there. So get in the mix. You could take that thing home. And I, Greg, you might remember the last one was the old 1925 Model T Ford. Remember that?
Yep.
Along with the Thompson that came with it, the Tommy gun. Ah, what a package that was. And the gentleman who won that, I don't know if he was an AAR listener. I think he was.
But I think
it was
so.
really, I think he was too. It was really cool. So, guys, visit that, thedoubledfoundation.org. Welcome back in, 6 Hour Studios, Patriot Mobile Command and Control Center microphone here, and the X Insurance, of course, presenting every single bit of it every day. Make sure to go out of your way to visit all of our partners. You can find them at armedamericanradio.com. We're talking with Clayton Llewellyn, longtime supporter of Armed American Radio, and Clayton is the founder of Heaven's Harvest Emergency Food Supplies. Clayton, welcome back in. Greg, let me go to you. You and I have talked on air and off air. And I, what is it? Remind me, the chicken processing plants around the country that are going up in flames?
Yeah, there were several. Early in 21 into 22, there were several chicken egg laying plants as well as chicken processing plants that went up. And then recently in 23, we had another large egg laying plant that went up. And if you remember, we had like 18,000 cattle that went up in a fire as well.
Right, right.
Yeah, and so and there was hundreds of food processing plants that were having mysterious fires, planes crashing into them, and other random things that were happening that were shutting the plants down. Now, if they're back up and running, that's a different story. We haven't had an update, but there were lots of mysterious things happening to food processing in this country over the past 3 years.
Very true, and we talked a lot about it. Clayton, let me go to you. In fact, I think you and I spoke about this over a year ago here on the show. Kind of mentioned that in the scheme of things. Now let's take that to the border, and let's take that to crime, and let's take that to terrorism, and let's take that to food supply, because it all ties together. Here's how. I believe this country is long past due, particularly with what's going on our mainly our southern border, with who the Biden administration is willfully allowing into this country. You and I both know Lake and Riley. You're close enough. But Lake and Riley is, her family lives 2 miles from my home. So it hit really close to home. You're a Georgia resident. She was murdered not far south of where you sit right now today on the program. So this stuff hits home to all of us, and particularly the residents here that are living with what happened, more so than the average citizen who sees it on the news and moves on. It doesn't go away here, as you well know. We've got, in the next hour, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be talking about New York PD cop that was shot by an individual who had been arrested 21 times, and the cop is now dead. All of this ties together. I believe, Clayton, there's a terror attack being planned in this country. We saw multiple schools throughout the state of Georgia about a year and a half ago, if you recall, that bizarrely had this hoax of a mass shooting in rural areas and urban areas, and it looked like it was pre-planned just to check and test responses. Then we saw it happen in Kansas and a few other states. Clayton, does that concern you? Because, I mean, you're up on this stuff. And with everything that we're talking about, again, it's just one more reason we need to be prepared. Firearms on hand, plenty of ammunition on hand, and food and survival gear, right? What are your thoughts on all that? Kind of tie it together for us.
Man, does any of it make sense anymore? Like,
no.
I mean, there's just too much coincidence going on. Like, it's the destruction of the American family, the American dream, the American lifestyle. Like, they don't want us to have this anymore. I mean, the World Economic Forum has told us already we'll own nothing and be happy. And that's really the way it's going. You know what I mean? Like you said, the open borders. Like, really try to make sense of what the point is of opening borders up like that.
Can't.
Like, I mean, somebody explain it to me. Like, I'm completely lost at this point. Like, you know, Elon Musk may have said it best when he said that, you know, the whole reason they're opening this up is they may not be able to vote, but they do count them in the population.
Correct.
You know, we see the way Democrats want to run this world, the way they want us to, you know, follow lockstep in order into what they want us to do. Like, it's just, I'm completely lost by it, man. Like I said, I got out of Florida probably 8 years ago just because the direction this country's headed scares me to death. Like, tuck myself away up here in these mountains and try to live life the best I can. We're prepared. I've got plenty of the boomsticks, plenty of the stuff that goes in it. I've got plenty of food. And it's crazy how many people in America are starting to wake up to this. You know, we're so far in debt. What happens when we get this far in debt? The only way we've ever solved it throughout history is to go back to war.
Yeah.
You know, and it's really like they're pointing us down that road again. And quite honestly, I don't want to go back to war. I'm content the way I am. But they're going to drag us into another World War III. So, and the thing is, in World War II, most of us still lived on farms. We still had the ability to take care of ourselves. We weren't dependent on Publix for our food. If it happens this time around, it's going to be bad.
Yeah, Americans were self-reliant, more so self-reliant than they are today. There's no question. And many of us still remain self-reliant. I'm not dependent on anybody. At least I like to think
I like to think I'm not. But, man, the reality of it is, like, I own a survival food company. If the power goes out tomorrow, like, it's going to be miserable. Absolutely miserable. You know, I've got plenty of food, but, I mean, can you imagine going home tonight, turn the power off, and let me know how cranky you are in the morning? And then take the millions of Americans that can't feed themselves. They're going to be cranky till tomorrow morning, then they're going looking for food.
Yeah, people don't put two and two together on this stuff. You know, your firearms and your food supply go hand in hand, guys. I mean, it really truly does. Because if there were to be a large-scale attack, whether it was nationwide, coordinated, or whether it was just in one particular area. Just say, for example, where I'm at. Just say it was Atlanta, which is, you know, 40 miles from me. But nonetheless, if there was an attack in Atlanta, I can tell you that while I don't live there, I'm going to feel its effects and its impacts, particularly when society breaks down and there's chaos and disorder. And we're already seeing that, aren't we, Clayton? We're seeing distrust in the rule of law. When we cannot trust the rule of law, when we cannot trust our court systems, when we cannot trust our politicians, when we cannot trust our Department of Justice, when we know agencies are weaponized, when we know there's an ATF that is willfully trying to put our gun dealers and ourselves out of business, are willing to murder American citizens instead of just going to where he works to make an arrest, if what they're saying is true and none of us believe it, when we can't trust our media, why on God's green earth would you remain unarmed and unprepared under those conditions? Which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, what I just described is where we are today in America. Clayton, you correct me if I'm wrong.
No, hey, remember when Trump said 5 years ago that they're emptying their prisons and they're sending them across the border? You realize Venezuela's got the lowest crime rate it's had in 22 years?
They've sent them here.
They sent them here. They've literally emptied their prisons and sent their gang members to the United States.
Like Lincoln Riley's murderer was Venezuelan.
Yes.
Is Venezuelan, not was, is.
This is not going to get better. And we've got a bunch of Democrats in office that are running our federal government and running the politics in all these major cities. like you said, the guy that killed the cop was arrested 21 times.
21
put
times.
Put out of jail.
21 the times, guy, and he was out walking around. Hold on to the thought. We got taking a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation with Clayton Llewellyn. And then stick with us in the second hour, ladies and gentlemen, because we're going to do what we love to do here. We're going to Google gun control live on the air. And I do want to touch on that New York PD murdered cop as well. We'll be right back with Clayton. Don't go away.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
Back to the show, indeed. DanielDefense.com. DanielDefense.com. As I mentioned before, that DoubleDFoundation.org raffle going on over there. Buy your tickets. Spend $25 or whatever you can. You can get $5 for $100 and support the Double D Foundation, which is supporting the youth shooting sports around the country. It's growing like a weed. Multiple states now, founded by Cindy Daniel and Marty, and it's really her baby, and she's doing a wonderful job with it. But Armed American Radio listeners, you got a pretty good shot at that. Our listeners have won two of the last four, and the packages have been huge. This one's valued at about $5,000, and if you want to see the package and the rifle and everything that comes with it, the accessories, thedoubledfoundation.org. Something tells me you're going to want to buy a ticket for that. I did. Now, I have one of their M4A1s, but not the one, the custom one that this one is. So I had to throw my hat in the ring for that as well. You should do the same thing. And make sure to check out all of our partners. Have you picked anything up yet, by the way, from MyPillow? MyPillow.com/Armed American Radio. You'll see the AAR logo up there. It's a really super slick. They did a super professional job on it. It's MyPillow. It's an extension of a MyPillow website that has all the deals up there that you can get. Simply go there. If you see something, if you're watching Fox News or something, or you're listening to another daytime radio show and you hear a MyPillow spot or something about a product, you don't need to use that promo code. You can use the AAR promo code, get the same discount from our website over there, and say thank you for supporting my gun rights. And they have been here for 10 years supporting this program. That is huge. It's how we win this battle, ladies and gentlemen. Support those businesses. PatriotMobile.com, for crying out loud, they support your causes. They donate money to people that you might donate money to or that think and act like you do. That's the kind of company we want to do business with. Think Bud Light, okay? Walk away from those people. There's other beer out there, and millions of us have found that out, right? I never drank that stuff anyway. But nonetheless, their revenues are still down, historic lows. They're done. They've lost their customers, and that's the way it works. PatriotMobile.com. Clayton Llewellyn, welcome back, brother.
Yeah, man.
All right, so where do you want to go? How do you want to go with what we were talking about and continuing to tie all this together? I love these conversations. Conversations like this are fascinating.
There's so many ways to go with it. I'll tell you what, a quick way to go with it is we've seen these open border policies and what they're doing. Like, I mean, if, again, turn off the regular news and maybe start reading some alternative news, and you'll see how much damage, and I'm going to call it damage, is being committed, how much crime, how many murders are being committed by illegals have come across the border in the last 3 years. I mean, it's astronomical, but the mainstream media is not going to report on this. And I'll tell you what concerns me is we spent the last 6 years bashing police officers, defunding them. I mean, fining them, suing them, anything we can possibly do to defund the police force. How many thousands of great police officers have left the police force and found another line of work to do? And now we've got a wave of crime sweeping across all these major cities with a police force that can't handle it. Like, this will spread to rural America. And it's not going to stop. Like, I mean, it's literally
what already is.
Emptied their prisons. They've emptied their prisons and sent them here.
Well, look what happened to Lake and Riley. You know, how far is Athens from you? Athens is in between you and I. Yeah, so it's kind of, you know, a little bit out of the way. It's a little, like a little triangle, but it's in between you and I. And I'm south of you, and Athens is kind of in between us. And, you know, here, this is rural Georgia. This is the deep south. And this cat comes out of New York with all, you know, committing these crimes, coming into this country illegally. It's already impacting rural America. It's going to get worse. Go ahead.
There was another murder in Grand Rapids. Was it yesterday, the day before? an illegal that came over, killed a young woman, and dumped her body on the side of the road. Like, this happens. It's happening constantly. We just don't want to talk about it. You know, so it's not going to get any better. You know, I honestly don't know where we go from here. Like, the country as we know it has been destroyed, and you're never getting it back. Like,
yeah, as it breaks, as it continues to break down, you're right. And that's their ultimate goal. Let me go to Rona McDaniel for just a minute. Let's tie her into this. Why? How? Well, media. I'm no fan of Rona McDaniel, former head of the RNC. Should have been gone a long time ago. However, MSDNC hires her. Every liberal at the network went bonkers to the point that MSDNC is considering, and may have, I may not be up on this today, something may have happened, that they want her out. They can't even stand someone with a differing opinion on their network. And you want to believe what's coming out of their mouths? The only people they're talking to are the, well, let's call them idiots. I'll just leave it at that. The ideologue idiots that aren't going to change their mind anyway. But this is how bad it is, Clayton, that a supposed news outfit, which we all know MSDNC is not, it masquerades as that, but they can't even stand a former RNC official on their network. It's to the point where every other host on there is trying to throw her out. What does that say about the state of American media? And this is, guys, these are the people that have been coming after you and your guns for years, by the way. This is why you'll never get a fair shake, and you'll never get the truth from any of them.
You know, you're absolutely right. You know what I mean? But I'll be honest with you, I quit following or listening to that stuff years ago. Like, it's absolute garbage. And you know what?
You mean you don't wake up in the morning and the first thing you do is grab a cup of coffee and turn on Fox and Friends and start your day stressed? You don't do that?
Look, I hope I'm allowed to say this, but I didn't realize how bad the media is, how bad Google is, like how much they control the narrative of what we're seeing and what we're reading. You know what I mean? Like it. Oh, yeah. And everybody's always said that about Google, but how do you prove that? Again, this is going to sound racist. It's not meant to sound racist. All it's meant to do is show you how bad Google is. But if you Google white American family, look at what comes up. Like, that's controlling what you see. Because it's not white American families. Like, it's a mix of all kinds of families. And again, I don't mind that. Like, I'm great. I love the melting pot. But I want the truth. You know what I mean? And if you can't get
You're
that,
never going to get it.
If you can't be honest about that, what else are you lying to me about?
Everything.
You know, so it's everything. Everything out there, it's a lie.
It literally is everything. And ladies and gentlemen, in about 7 or 8 minutes, I'm going to prove that to you when I Google gun control for you live on the air again. I love doing this. Yeah, I was, Clayton, now, you know, I generally don't like to go onto an hour unprepared. But from time to time, I've been doing this a long time, and I know that if I Google gun control live, I'm going to have more to discuss than I have time to discuss it. And every single bit of it, you will see a pattern. Just as you mentioned, there's a pattern when I Google it, and I will use Google to do it. That's why I Google it. I don't duck, go it. I Google it because that's where most Americans are getting their info. They Google it. And I'm going to Google it, and you're going to see a pattern every single time, Clayton, every time. Tell people where they can go to get all your great products that we have here at the ranch so that they can be self-reliant.
Look here, check us out at heavensharvest.com. This is high-quality survival food. This is not garbage. This is not something you're going to buy at Costco or Walmart or any of the other places you've heard. This is high-quality stuff with good ingredients. There's no fillers in the buckets. So, again, it's heavensharvest.com.
And you know what, guys? It's brought to you by the man you just heard on the show, okay, who has great products available for you and your family. Take advantage of it, okay? Take advantage of it. HeavensHarvest.com. Clayton Llewellyn, worth the wait, brother. Can't wait to bring you back to the program. Always love having you on the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is going to be back at 6 minutes after this hour on all radio stations and the podcast. We'll be back. Don't go away. See you on the flip side.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.